Should we pay tax or not? That is a question from the Pharisees trying to entrap Jesus. And also, that is a question that they were thinking about during Jesus' time. Should we pay tax to the Roman Empire or not? And that's also the question that we ask ourselves even today. How many percentage should we pay taxes? Because that's why each year we see that during election year, each candidate, they have to plan how to use tax, how to use money from the people to plan for something. Should they increase tax or should they reduce tax? So each candidate, they have the plan to use tax for the common good, for welfare, for public transportation, and also for the school. They have to have the well plan how to use the money from people. And that is a question when we have to make a decision. How many percentage we pay tax to the government, and is this too much or is this very a little bit? Because paying tax is our duty and our responsibility to the government. Because when we drive on the freeway or we send our children to school or we can go to public places, that is our tax, that is our money. So that's our duty and our responsibility. And also, during Jesus' time, paying tax is their duty and responsibility from the Jews to the Roman. But for the Pharisee, they didn't want to pay tax because paying tax is their acknowledgement of the Roman authority over them. And for them, they didn't want to pay tax. That's why, but the Herodians is for those who obey the law from the Roman Empire. They want to pay tax. That's why we have the tax collector and Pharisee. But now two of them want to entrap Jesus. Pharisee and Herodians, both sides pay tax or not paying tax. So that is the trick question they asked Jesus. Should we pay tax or not? But Jesus asked them, give me the coin. So what belongs to Caesar, pay to Caesar. So Jesus reminded them that what belongs to Caesar, what belongs to Caesar, pay for him. But what belongs to me, pay for me. Because that is your duty, that's your responsibility, to pay for the government. And how about me? How about God? Do you pay anything? Do you remember me? So, because as a Christian, we was baptized in the Holy Trinity, in the image of God Father, and in the image of God the Son, and God of the Holy Spirit. We was born in the image of God. And so, since we was baptized, we become a member of the church. So, we are called to do something, because we have the church, we have the community. We are called to do something for the church, and we are called to do something to fulfill the mission of the church. Because God always invites us, go baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's why throughout the history, we have the missionary. They dedicated their life to go to so many places to spread the good news to all peoples. But when they go there, they bring the message of God, but they also need some material to help those people in their places. So they need to build school to educate all the children there, and they need to build houses to help those poor people there. So that is the contribution of all people for the mission of the church, because the church exists because the mission of God. So when we do something, we pay tax to the government, we receive the healthcare, public transportation, public place, but we also remember to contribute something for the church to fulfill the mission of the church. And for Redemptorists, we are present over 70 countries around the world. And last time I heard that we are present 78 countries. So everywhere the Redemptorists go in with a heart, with a zeal that to bring the message of God to people. But we also wanted to do something to help those people in the poor countries. So we try to build all the houses to help them, to have the place to protect them from the weather. But also we try to educate all the children, all the people there, so they know how to live their life and how to live and help all the people around them. That is not an easy task at all, because it will take a long time for people to acknowledge that the mission of the church is fulfilling in those areas. And so that's a call for the church today around the world. When the church called for the World Mission Sunday, it's an invitation for all of us to pay for what belongs to God, because we already pay what belongs to Caesar, and now we call to do something to help the church to fulfill the mission, and also to help all the missionaries, all the religious brothers and sisters around the world, so they can be able to fulfill the mission of the church. So we continue to pray for them, and we pray for the mission of the church. It continues, and also